Blog Talk Radio.
Suppose I called you up tonight and told you that I love you. And suppose I said I want to come back home. And suppose I cried and said I think I finally learned my lesson. And I'm tired of spending all my time alone. If I told you that I realize you're all I ever wanted, and it's killing me to be so far away, would you tell me that you love me too, and would we cry together? Or would you simply laugh at me and say, I told you so? Someday you'd come calling back and asking me to take you in. I told you so, but you had to go. Now I found somebody new, and you will never break my heart in two. If I got down on my knees and told you I was yours forever, would you get down on yours too and take my hand? Would we get that old time feeling? Would we laugh and talk for hours the way we did when our love first began? Would you tell me that you've missed me too, and that you've been so lonely, and you've waited for the day that I return? And we'd live in love forever, and that I'm your one and only. Or would you say the tables finally turned? Would you say I told you so? I told you someday you'd come calling back and asking me to take you in. I told you so, but you had to go. Somebody new, and you will never break my heart in two again. Now I found somebody new, and you will never break my heart in two again.
Welcome, Beverly Nationites, to another wonderful episode of Soulful Inclination. I'm your DJ, Lonnie Beverly, and this is my co-host, Audrey Dennis. Audrey,
hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I am
blessed. I'm glad to be able to get back and do what we do best, you know, on our nation, and, you know, have good dialogue. And that, of course, folks, you know, our show is, we'll always sprinkle you with a little R&B as well as good old-fashioned country music. And I know it's like, how can you blend that together? Well, you know what, though? It's the soul of the South, the soul of the North, everywhere in between. And we want to be able to touch a lot of people's lives with this show. And I'm so glad to be on the show with you tonight, Audrey.
I'm glad to be here, too.
What in the world do you want to talk about tonight?
I'm going to complain tonight. I'm going to do a whole lot of complaining.
Okay. Well, go on ahead then. Go on ahead, girl. What are we doing?
I just ran into some bad children at Walmart. I'm sick and tired of people not spanking a kid's ass. It's just somebody needs to tell them.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, you have an old-school Baron? You mean actually get their ass spanked?
Yes. Yes, you need to bring it back. If you don't do it, sooner or later, the cops is going to do it. So get it started early.
Yeah, I heard that. You know what?
You don't have to abuse your kids, but spank their ass.
But what in the world happened, Orgy? What in the world? What happened? Tell me the story.
This little girl. See, I have three sons, and my three sons knew how to act when they went to Walmart or any other place in public.
Right.
But this little girl tonight laid out on the floor, pissed a fit. I wanted to smack her mama's ass. It was ridiculous.
Is that bad?
It was that bad.
Over some toy or something was going down.
It was something she wanted her mother to buy, and it is a difference. This lady was foreign. I wouldn't expect it from a black woman, but I have seen bad children and you know acting up with black women too, but it's just less often, you know.
Well, you know what's deep about that, Audrey, too. I think that you know a lot of times with the new laws, you know, poor parents are scared to even rear their kids and chastise them in a way because you know look what happened in here in Philadelphia. About a year and a half ago, this woman had a 3-year-old on the step of the bus, okay? Mm-hmm. Or she smacked the boy's legs. So the guy said, well, you know what? You shouldn't be doing that to your child. So the girl said, why don't you mind your such and such business? So the man, you know, the man said, what, huh? I'm going to call VHS right now on you. Well, you know what she did, right? She called her homeboys. And of course, we don't, you know, promote what happened because if you want to shoot somebody, you know, hate to say it, you know, you come on there and you shoot the whole bus up, they ain't got nothing to do with the conversation. You know what I mean? It was actually the pussy-fied man that told the woman not to rear her child in a way that she thought was right. And she only tanned the boy's legs, Audrey. Imagine that. You know what I mean? And got that whole damn bus shot up.
See, the discipline,
for him not mind his business.
The discipline needs to start at home. If you discipline your kids at home, then you don't have a problem. They're scared to act out in public. You know,
I heard that.
I'm 5'3", and now I have all of my sons is over 6 foot.
All right.
I have one that's 5'10".
Okay.
But all of them still to this day know not to cross me in a wrong way. You don't have to abuse your child to instill a fear and a respect. You don't.
You know, well, I think another thing, Audrey, and this is not, you know, spiritual resolutions in any form of fashion, but I want to tell people out there, you know, a lot of times people have lost a lot of their spirituality. Whoever you believe in, God bless you. But the spirituality in the home, it's not there anymore. So when you don't have a trust in the supreme being, then the parents will run amok. And then, of course, who's going to run amok after that? The kids. So
true.
I'm saying, you know, because you're supposed to, they're supposed to fear you like you fear God. So
that's
it's a Godhead, then it's the parent, then it's the child. So if the God, so the kids not seeing a type of respect of you know, just of a supreme being, knowing that that's the person who's in control of your life, then automatically you're going to find, you know, controlled chaos and sometimes uncontrolled chaos when the kids beat your ass.
That is true.
So that's a real McCoy right there.
I was going to bring up that the Bible does mention if you spread a rod, you will spoil the child. But because people do not believe in it, it's almost a waste of breath to mention it.
Well, you know, no, it's funny you said that, Audrey, because I'm going to bring up a point. A lot of people don't say that last verse. You know, the Old Testament, you know, of the Bible tells, you know, right there in Chronicles, you know, it says, you know, spare the rod for a child. But everybody want to stop right there. The last part of that verse, it shall save your child's soul from hell.
Yes, it does.
Now, hell could be on earth prison or hell could be right down below. So.
Yes.
A lot of preachers don't preach that last verse.
Mm-hmm.
But lo and behold, I know my, let me tell you something, my father, he was resting in glory right now. He knew. And I still got dreams, you know, of that backside getting warmed the hell up. You know what I'm saying? And I thank God for my father and his discipline.
Yes.
So, So what else happened at the Walmart? Anything else crazy happened there?
No. No, other than you running into kids misbehaving and doing all kind of loud crying, nothing else. It's the usually Wally World is what I call it.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Especially down there, you know, we don't want to talk about the Walton family, but we keep it real. How was the lines there at that damn Walmart?
Horrible. Horrible.
Did they have one cashier for 100 people?
Yes.
No, that means? That means they were doing well today. Because sometimes they ain't got no cashiers for 100 people. Sometimes you got to wait for the cashier to stop feeding her damn face to come out there and give you, you know what I mean? You know, mm-hmm. what you need. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to ring up. You on lunch. You've been on lunch for 2 hours. So I don't know, Andre. I don't know. But what else is going on, man, in your life? You know what I mean? What's in the dentist corner tonight? What's going down?
I'm from the southern states. I'm from Virginia, West Virginia, and I've lived 10 years in Georgia.
Okay.
And they take pride in their state. They're clean and nice,
okay.
and beautiful. And you don't see trash up and down the streets. I went down Broad Street, and it's just for the first time, you know, really looking around through the city, and I see trashy streets, and that pisses me off, because
right.
people should have more pride than that, you know. Trashy front yards. I can see you might be hiding some trash in your backyard, but your front yard full of trash? That's embarrassing.
That's ignorant. You know,
yes.
and it's funny you said that. You see people of all nationalities, because everybody nasty. Let me tell you something. You ain't got to have to be a certain rate to be nasty. But let me tell you something. How you walk past trash all in your gate, you know what I mean, soda bottles, potato chips, you know what I mean, dog doo-doo, and you walk past that, okay, dress up to go to the club. Now, who does that? That is some things that I call smoker fashion. Cause ain't no way to, yeah. And you will hear more about smoker fashion on Merc City this week. But we're not going there now. But how did you walk out the house clean, smelling like, you know what I mean, baby powder and all that jazz,
yes.
and walk past a dirty-ass yard?
Yes, walk through trash.
You know, let me tell you something. I've seen some people, right, walk in their house, Audrey, walk in their damn house, and the whole house is like laundry day every day, to go into the bathroom, clean their ass up, and come out the bathroom, pick their clothes off the floor, and on them nasty bitches, and go out, past their dirty yard, into a car. No,
mm-hmm.
that's some, Audrey, that's some smoker fashion.
I don't understand. And I'm going to tell you something else that makes me even more angry about it.
I'm glad. Please be angry tonight. Angry. I love it. Angry.
Soon as I get in a white neighborhood, I see a whole lot less trash. I'm just going to bring it. I'm going to bring it out.
Uh-oh.
Why is it that white neighborhoods are less trashier than black neighborhoods? This is going to piss me off. I want to know.
Uh-oh.
Call
Uh-oh.
Us. Let me know. Call 347-202-0392. Call me and let me know why black people can't pick up their trash.
That's right. I'm going to tell you something. It's funny. I got a track for that. I got a track for that. And you know what, y'all? If this song go out to you, then it's for you. If it ain't for you, then don't worry about it. Continue to listen to our program with my girl Audrey.
They just keep on saying I'm a Jesus woman. Don't love my children and I'm married. I must divorce, treat my child all my time. Don't you make me feel it's a hard time. I'm a sacrifice. All time in my life. I'm going to be a servant man.
I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm tired of being a quiet woman.
Tell you something. Ain't no greater singer out there, man, when it comes out of that female soul than Gladys Knight, Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's trying to tell y'all, man, stay away from her. And I'm talking about that welfare mentality. Okay?
Yes.
I mean, you think what I'm saying, Audrey? That welfare mentality. Don't want to clean up in your house. You
right.
know what I mean? You got kids coming up under you, and you wonder why they slob, because she was a slob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah, if you come home and you want laundry day every day and you're going to tell your kids to pick up when you're not setting the right example, you stay away from them with the welfare. Okay? Wait a minute. Wait, Audrey. I'm going at him, Audrey. Let me tell you something. You go in the icebox You know what I'm saying? Ain't no food in there, and you wonder why your kid's bringing home food from somebody else's house. Stay away from Mr. Welfare. Okay? Number two, you got Tom, Dick, and Harry sleeping in your goddamn bed, and you ain't married to them, and your kids see that shit. Okay? Your kids, you stay away from them. It's the welfare. It's the welfare. Woo! I'm saying, hold on now. And not only that, you're cussing and you're swearing around your damn kids, and you wonder why your kids cussing you the fuck out. Stay yeah. away from the Mr. Welfare.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Okay, I want to add on to that.
Go ahead, girl, please.
Stop showing me your damn drawers. I don't want to see your underwear. Pull your pants up on your ass. I want to educate some of the ones
that
don't realize that style came from prison when men was not given belts to wear around their pants in prison. It's also a sign to the gays in prison telling them that your ass is available.
All right now.
Pull your pants up on your ass. You don't realize how silly that look. You walking down the street holding your pants up. That look ignorant.
Beyond ignorant.
Yeah.
Beyond ignorant. And not only that, you don't mind if I go there, Audrey. Could you do your mind if I go there? I feel like Marty Ma. Do your mind. Let me tell you something. Your grandmom's the fuck out there, okay? Do me a favor. I saw this big old woman, man, with a big old ass, right? And I couldn't understand what was going on, Audrey. And I looked at her pants, and it said Yui, right? Yui. What the fuck is Yui, right? Yui. And I looked around, the J was on the other side of her hip, and the CY, it said Juicy. Let me tell you something. Do not put on your granddaughter's damn clothes. Yui. I'm Juicy.
Yes.
Bitch, you're 67 years old. You can't be juicy. I'm juicy.
Yes, it is an age limit. It is an age limit to certain clothes.
Wait a minute, Audrey. I'm juicy. No, you're not juicy no more. You know, take your ass to church and pray or something. I'm juicy. What? You know what? And I'm telling it's a shame. And it goes back to what Audrey said, too, about, you know, pulling your pants up. Okay? Folks. We love, you know, conservative culture. We love the contemporary culture as well. But it's a damn shame when grown kids, I say, you heard me say grown kids, because they ain't nothing but male and female adults. They're not male and they're not men and women. You got all this shit on your face, all this damn tattoos, this bullshit on your face that you got to maybe it's Maybelline to go to fucking job. It sounds like Merc City, that don't you know what though? It might be. It's called Soulful Merc City. You know what I mean? Because I don't understand. Like, you know, if you want to be accepted out here, Lil Wayne got tattoos, but Lil Wayne is his own entity. You's a poor black ass on the street, you know what I mean, with tattoos on your face. Hello? That's stupid. Male or female. I mean, neck and all that. Okay, you can cover that up. You can go into a job interview like that. You put it on your hands because, I mean, you know, it's a lot of gangs got on their hands and shit. But you know what I mean? Some people convert, and you know what I mean? They want to do it right by their families, by their kids. But who are they going to take you damn seriously when you got tattoos all over your goddamn face, look like I's a murderer, I for life, you ignorant motherfucker. Now you got to wear fucking makeup on your face just to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Now how dumb is that? Only the American dream.
they don't realize that they're going to mature with age and with experience, and they're going to regret a lot of that dumb crap that they did when they was young and stupid. They're going to regret it.
This chick had on a tattoo on the back of her ass, and it said, "Young forever, eyes watching you." Now, let me explain what he had. It said young forever. Then it had eyes and eyeballs in between that. And then it said eyes watching you. This chick was 51 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Some people don't grow up. You know that.
Look, hold on. If you 50 out there and got tramp stamps, you know, I'm talking to you because you juicy. I'm juicy. No, you're not. You ain't juicy. Cut that shit the fuck out. Are you serious? So on that note, you know, we go back to the program, and that's how that is. I'm juicy. I'm juicy. Oh, Lord God, I'm juicy. So we got to go back to the track, y'all. And I'm just so glad, you know, I'm going to play a song for you, man. You know, a lot of folks, you know, this history thing I do, especially kind of like the R&B music that I'm very, very proud of. This show, of course, you know, is an R&B show, sprinkled with a little bit of country music, and it's a wonderful experience. And a lot of people were robbed, okay, Audrey, of their claim and their fame. This man here I'm about to play was robbed of his claim to fame, one of the baddest men to ever play guitar and sing on the mic. And this is his birthday, and we're going out there today. Okay.
Well, let me fly, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better take the ring from me. Both in the corner, Nanny go. Make it pretty, baby, a sun nickel. Both in the corner, Falcat. Make it pretty, baby, a sun nickel. So that's it. Don't care how long you live, you heard Bo Diddley. And that's the thing about it. That's what this show is all about. And you know what's funny? Mm-hmm. I just got a email and a text about, you know, is it all about the love? Yeah, you know what, though? It really is, man. It's tough love out there, son of a gun. Okay? It's so all about the love. It's so all about the love out here. You know what I mean? You know, hope and inclination sometimes could be, we're an enigma.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yes. You know, wow, what is it? You know what I mean? What, y'all doing something? Calm down, it's all right.
All of it is
concept.
Mm-hmm. All of it is about the love. You spanking your kid's ass is about the love.
Now you ain't lying about that shit.
Picking up your trash is about the love. Having pride about yourself is about. Why am I the only one that's proud of a black president? Am I the only one that feels better about my nation of people overcoming all that they have overcome? seeing something that they thought they would never see. Am I the only one that have it since the pride? Got my head up in the air, strutting like I'm somebody. What is it going to take for black people to pick their head up and strut their stuff and pick up their damn trash? What is it going to take?
Wait. And stop wearing Yui. I'm juicy. Gotta cut it out. You ain't juicy no more. You can't wear that no more. You're not juicy. So we love that part, you know, of the programming. And what else? What else gets on your nerves, Audrey? Please tell them.
Before I go to other things, I'm gonna finish talking about Walmart. Walmart is a slave driving company, and whoever willing to boycott their behinds, I got their back.
All right.
You know, because they claim that everything was made in America and nothing that they sell is made in America. It's made across seas. And then they're a multi-billionaire company and don't pay their employees much of anything. You know, I don't want to talk too bad about the people that work there, but they're modern-day slaves.
Well, you know, it's funny you said that too, Audrey, because I heard that one of their practices, and I thought this was crazy, is that if you call out sick, okay, you're a 40-hour-a-week person, you call out sick, then you lose that day you call out sick, but you don't lose the other day. Say if you call out 3 days in a row, well, you'll lose the first day, but get paid number two. So that means I'm trying to pay bills on a 40-hour a week salary, and I know if I get sick, it's guaranteed 32. That's some bullshit. So if that's going on, hey, you know what I mean? It's freedom of speech. You know what I mean? Nobody's slandering nobody. You know what I mean? It's only slander when it ain't true.
That's true.
So take that. You know what I mean? And, you know, and like I said, you know, you go in there, and like not only Walmart, but a lot of other places, man, you go in, and it seems like, man, why? Like McDonald's in the hood. How the hell are you going to have this one damn cashier for 65 motherfuckers? How? I want to know how. You know what I mean? And then you get up there, you get the pimple face, you know what I mean? Weave look like it's jet dry, and you go to, can I help you? Look, you done took care of 64 other people. I'm the 65th. You know what I'm saying? It's the same old shit. Okay, you could have quit by the time I came the hell up here. So don't give me no goddamn attitude. Unbelievable. You know what I mean? Yeah, we're soulful and we inclined. That's why it's called soulful inclination. So take that. So you know what I mean? So that's a problem we have. You know, and it's not about, listen, this show is about everybody. Now, we beat up an African American, so fuck what, it's a Beverly Nation, you don't like it, lbeverly17@gmail.com. But my point is, right, that, you know, we should have more pride within ourselves. We want people to respect us, you know what I mean? We don't respect our women. We want people to respect us, but we're not there for our children. We want people to respect us. We have dumbass kids, have stupid-ass conversations and shit. You know, around grown folk, you know, disrespectful. I was in a deli job get a sandwich, Audrey. And this kid, and I was with a young lady. This kid, you know, just talking. Yeah, you know, I met this chick and all that. Yeah, shit. And I said, yo, dog. You know, my lady right here. What you doing? Oh, my friend, can't talk like that, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, and all these, there's an old woman there. Fuck you doing? I ain't your old head, nigga. I ain't your dad.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Sir. I ain't your old head. That's what's wrong. You ain't got no daddy, so that's why you call all by old head.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Do you know daddy? Do you know sir?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's our problem as a people. You know what I mean? And you know, and that's a situation where I can't condone that type of ignorance. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to. First of all, this who I am as a person, as a man, I'm not going to. You know what I mean? Let me tell you something. I'd rather die at my feet than beg or crawl on my knees. Audrey?
That is true. Now, I heard you had some complaining to do today.
Lord have mercy.
Well, not that you haven't already been complaining.
Are you starting your mess, Audrey? Are you starting your mess? Are you ready? Because I got a track for that too, and we're gonna go there right now. And when I come back, you gonna understand what I mean as I come back from this track. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Soulful inclinations, because we inclined to be soulful at this time. So Audrey, relax and enjoy, and the rest of your nation, we love you. That's why we put this track together.
Way up there, I grow as long as most everything. Yeah. I'll be the moon when the sun goes down. So that you know how to be all around. Let my soul love me. Oh, that's all I love. Let my soul love me, baby. That's my song, my love. I'll be the weeping willow, drowning in my fears. And you can go swimming when you were here. I'll be the rainbow, you got the tears. Help you with my color, keep you warm. That's my song, my love. That's my song, my love. Baby, that's my soul, my love. Whoa, that's my soul, my love. I'll be the ocean, so keep it wide. Get all the tears, whatever you call me. I'll be the tree, my little star, the dawn, the dry eyes, and love you all no more.
Yeah, the soulful sounds of Mr. Otis Redding. And he told his woman, that's how strong my love is. So, going back to what Audrey was talking about, you selfish motherfuckers out there that know that y'all got erectile dysfunction. Y'all niggas ain't shit. I don't give a fuck if you white, black, shit, whatever. Let me tell you something. If you have erectile dysfunction, hallelujah, go to the doctor, like Dana Dane told you. Okay, go to the doctor. It's unfair for a woman to go through that and knowing that all you got to do is you're just a pill away from satisfaction. Okay?
Yes.
Or, you know, and a lot of people got, you know, high blood pressure, blah, blah, blah. Do the best you can. We're not talking about people, man, that have, you know, illnesses that they can't. Listen, hold on, Audrey, I'm going to get there. People that have illnesses that can't. We're talking about people who are willing and able. You know what I mean? You know, unless, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me. Go ahead, Audrey.
It is said that 40% of men who have erectile dysfunctions are overweight, simply overweight. Mm. They don't have high blood pressure and diabetes. They're just fat. Okay? And we all know that the fatter you get, the more things are shrinking up.
More things are just shrinking up?
Yeah.
That's the West Virginia side. The more things that's shrinking up.
Yes. The more things are shrinking.
Uh-huh.
So lose the weight. Stop eating at McDonald's every day. McDonald's is, you don't supposed to raise your children on McDonald's, and you don't supposed to be eating at McDonald's at all, really.
What a mess.
Because it's just junk food, and you don't supposed to have it every day. And America is more fatter now. You know, I went to a gym and seen probably about 10 fat women to 2 slim women. I mean, it used to be so different. I know I'm at the gym, and I know these women are at the gym trying to lose weight, but they, I mean, we are more fatter than we ever been in our lives. I mean, just super fat, and it's time to just stop. It's time to get a, you know, to admit that we have some problems, some issues, and to get a hold of it.
And not only that, though, Audrey, you're telling the truth. A lot of times that boob tube tells you who you are, too. The boob tube tells you, I'm ugly because I don't have the Remy Yaki weave. I'm ugly because I don't make his Maybelline. And then when you're feeling that way and then you have low self-esteem, here comes, da-da-da-da-da. You know, so it's hard. Mm-hmm. You know, in the American, in this, you know, Eurocentric society, it's hard to deal with things like that. Okay, even if you are Eurocentric, you know, it's sad that we're being dictated to, you know, or being led like the lemmings, and you know, the Pied Piper, instead of us being people of our own free will and having our own self-esteem and self-pride in ourselves to mm-hmm. do better. And that's a problem right there. There you are. I mean, go ahead, Orton.
And it is unfair to us women. Now, I personally am not having this problem, but I do feel sorry for the women who do have husbands who do have ED. That, you know, if your husband's needing to lose weight, you're gonna have to help him lose weight. If you're having some issues with your sex life because of erectile dysfunctions, then it is a serious thing that you do need to go handle. Now, far as, you know, I see where it's you get side effects from medication that causes
right.
it. Sometimes it's mental and emotional. Smokers go through it, you know, people who smoke. So whatever it is, it's a serious condition. I would take it very serious.
You know, it's funny you said that, Audrey. A lot of people didn't know that. But the nicotine causes it has some effects upon erectile dysfunction. And a lot of people are scared to talk about it on their mm-hmm. shows.
Yes.
We are in the Beverly Nation where our Constitution says we say what the hell we want.
mm-hmm.
And that's our Constitution. And that's mm-hmm. how all my shows are geared to be. But mm-hmm. the fact of the matter is that, you know, you just have to learn how to be free.
Mm-hmm.
Free in your mind will cause you to be able to be free in everything you do in your life. It starts in the mind. And if you don't have it together, then poor person. And I don't know. So it's just crazy. You know, and I think, you know, I just believe that we'll be a better people if we do the best thing in our lives. And basically, you know, and I got a person who's on the air right now. I want to speak to us right now. And caller number Wizard, you on that cell phone?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, bro.
Hey, what's going on?
Wait. Is this a Simeon Myers man? Wait. Is this a Beverly Nation thing right here?
Yeah, this is him.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
What's happening, man?
Ain't much. I had a question.
Go ahead.
It popped in my head. I was trying to get it in earlier when y'all was talking about it. But my question was, do you believe one day that us as black people as a whole going to get our shit together?
Yes, I do.
Well, we both do. I mean, that's an indelible face.
One day, yes.
Because I
believe in miracles. I do. I believe in miracles. And I'm going to pray for our people. Yes. You help me pray for.
Also, Simeon and Audrey, I want to say this too. You know, atonement sometimes does not come without bloodshed. Yeah.
We haven't done the bloodshed yet?
You know what I mean? You know, no, I'm talking about for the own revolution of where we need to be as a people. I mean, you know, like the boy Gil Scott-Heron said years ago, the revolution would not be televised. It's not going to be televised. A lot of people don't understand that. We have to do better when it comes down to, and I'm going to ask this question very, very thoroughly to you, Simeon. It comes down to our education. Now, we know that the schools don't want to educate our children. So back in the day, what did great people do? They educated their children in the homes. They took time, even though they were tired, after walking 5 miles to school. Your daddy said, sit down, I got something to tell you. I got something that's going to guide you. Those great, that great generation that you saw maybe between 1930 and 1960 became the great leaders of our society. Okay? Why? Because it starts at home. Audrey, it starts at home. Beverly Nation, it starts at home. You folk out there listening, it starts at home. Charity is another form or definition of love, and it says charity starts at home. So if your home is dysfunctional, then your kid's going to be dysfunctional.
That is true. What other question do Simeon, is that how you pronounce your name?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so, I'm not good at...
Yeah, because I mean, a lot
you're
of
right,
people,
I ain't good at saying Audrey either.
a lot of people believe that Obama is like a stepping stone for us to like get out of poverty and, you know what I mean, move forward.
A hundred years ago, it was so chaotic that you would never thought Obama would be in office. And I've lived in Georgia, and I've seen some serious racism that still exists to this day. Black people down there are still saying, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. I mean, like, yes, massa. And it's just sad. It's sad. And to see a black man in the White House is just, it's a miracle. It would be a miracle for my grandmother to see it, you know, and she died in the 80s. But it's just a miracle for a lot of people, a lot of the older people that went through mess that we didn't see, that, you know, we did not experience, but they did. And for them to see a black man in the White House, it's a big deal. And the people, the young people today don't realize how much of a big deal it is because they don't know the history. They don't know where we came from. It's a nation that has overcome another nation because they held us back with everything. We didn't have the right to do anything, to vote, to do anything. They treated dogs better than they did us.
You know, it's funny you said that, too, and we're talking about 100 years ago. Let's go back, and we have a great, great, great group out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, my peeps, the Gap Band, you dig? And the Gap Band, the reason why they're called the GAP, you know, Greenwood, Applewood, and Pine. Those are the three streets in Tulsa. Back in 1921, if people didn't know that and never go through the history books, you know what I mean, Lonnie A. Beverly Esquire. you know, back in the day, that was a thriving district in the city of Tulsa. To this day, they don't know why, you know, a Red Baron plane dropped three bombs on that black section of Tulsa. And it killed, okay, folks who didn't know tonight, you know tonight because Lonnie A. got your back, killed 3,000 African Americans, all because they were industrious, all because they had businesses. You know what I mean? Before that, let's go to where my people from. Shout out to, you know what I mean, Looney Lou. I got you. East St. Louis, down there. The East St. Louis race riots right after World War One, because black men came home and they were strong and they fought for their country. So guess what? They weren't going to take the crap from white crackers, because we love white, good white folk. But white crackers down there in East St. Louis, and guess what? It was more whites that died than blacks in 1918. That's why they call it the Red Summer, y'all. And you know what? I love the fact that we get this history lesson in tonight. And that was brought to you by Lonnie A. Beverly. And if you don't get it, then you're lost. That's how it is. So do me a favor. Us as a people, and we're not making this a black show because it's not a black show, but we deal with African-American bullshit. African-American bullshit, get it together. Please get it together. Stop doing the Klan's job of murdering each other.
Simeon, how do you feel about the president? You sound... I'm not sure. So I'm not sure how you sounding about concerning the president. You don't sound too happy.
About the president, I mean, I have my other opinions. I mean, I'm not saying he's not a bad guy. I'm not dissing him. I'm grateful to see that. I thought I'd never see this, a black president.
Right.
But I know they're not gonna let him do what he want to do. And I mean, and I understand.
It's like having the best basketball player on the team, and they won't pass him the ball.
Yes, I got you.
They're lame ducking our poor man. And that's the situation. I mean, every time he tries to – right now we have something that, guys, it's in the back burner. And it's called the American Job Act. It's supposed to help teachers, firemen, and police.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, the Congress didn't pass it for another year. This man has almost been in office for almost 5 years, and they're still not passing that great American Job Act. Don't get it. Don't understand it.
And you know what? That's why I always said America is a business. It's a company.
Mm-hmm.
It's a business. And I know and it's not his business. So, every time he tries to do something that favors us, you know, they're going to come up against it. And it's horrible because when I asked you that question, I said, are we ever going to get it together? Because I want us to have black businesses like the Black Wall Street, like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what it was. Tulsa, Oklahoma was. That's what it was called, the Black Wall Street. 1921, y'all. 1921.
Well, the reason why we are going to get it together is because we've been building it the whole time. We built this country the whole time. It's a lot of things, ideas, and I can't think of the word I want to use, but a lot of things were stolen from us that we didn't get credit for, just like the song that was played a few minutes ago. So we have the mind and we have the mentality. We have the skills. We have the ability, but we've been oppressed. So and we're coming out of it. We're coming out of it, and I believe that. See, I believe in a higher power, and I it's a long story to it. I do believe we were under a curse, and I do believe that now that we have overcome that time in our life. Because
because I heard people say generational curse before.
Yes,
it was a story. This fella down on they did a DVD. I had the name of the DVD, but I'm gonna make this real brief. America Beyond the Color Lines, and the fella in the projects in Atlanta, Georgia. He said seventh generation of his family been living in the projects for years. Seventh generation. That's ridiculous. I don't know what to say. That seventh generation.
Well, You know what? I got something to say. We're going to get back on this topic. I love this fact that, when you're shiftless, and you know that you're shiftless, then automatically right there, that's the sin in itself. But for you people out there that love just this being, a strong people, this song is dedicated to you. Okay? It's Soul for Intonations, y'all.
Okay.
With Audrey. With Audrey.
Audrey did it?
And send me a tune, but with Audrey, I don't know. So we need it, soul power. We got to have it, soul power. So we want it, soul power. Got to have it, soul power. Give it to me, soul power. We need it, soul power. We want it, soul power. Got to have it, soul power. Come on, Jackson. Forget there. I'm trying to win. We need some soul power. Got some. And then you know where I'm coming from. I'm made. I'm coming to go along. I'm still on the chase. I'm a rapper strong. So jump on the train. But I'm what is that? You know I like it. Let me tell you something. That right there, that'll inspire you. You know what I mean? That soul power. Y'all hear that? Yeah. Simeon and Audrey, y'all hear that?
Yes.
Soul power. That's what I need. You know what I mean? If I got soul power, I'll teach my kids the right way. If I got soul power, I'm going to love my woman the right way. You know I like it. Audrey, I feel good tonight with this soundtrack, girl.
You sound like you do.
Oh, man, because ain't nothing for me. And, you know, one thing I love about, you know, being, you know, starting my own business and starting, you know, doing this network is just the music and the dialogue. And, of course, I want to tell both my hosts here on this Beverly Nation, I'm so proud of Audrey Dennis and Simeon Myers. You're hearing it from the CEO right here. You're hearing it from the chairman of the board. I am proud of these two people because they're always willing to reinvent themselves. And that's the type of people that I love having on my programs, and I want to thank you guys so much. And Audrey, this
yes.
lets you know, right now we have 104 live listeners on our program.
Wow, so they like when we talk junk, huh?
Yeah, junk in the trunk. Do me a favor, please tell your grandma, do not be wearing juicy. I'm juicy. No, you're not juicy. You're not, ooh, you. No, don't put those pants back on no more. Audrey, back to you.
I'm tired of hearing my voice. I want to hear someone else's voice.
Go ahead, Simeon.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to listen to it. It's good stuff. It's very potent, very
yeah.
uncut.
Yeah, we're enjoying you tonight. We're enjoying you tonight, Audrey. You know, like I said, you're reinventing yourself, and that's what it's all about. We started this thing here to have fun. Now, fun is knowledge, because if you love what you're doing, you're having fun. Now, if it seems like you have tough love when you do it,
yeah.
People, I always tell people on my other show, Merc City, if you don't like what's going on, then turn it off. You ain't got to listen to us. Guess what? We got a nation of millions to hold us down like public enemy, okay?
I do want to say this. I have a guest coming on my show next week.
Okay.
It was a lady who listened to my show last week concerning relationships. This lady has went through 21 years of abusive relationships.
Oh, wow.
And she wants to tell her story on Soulful Inclinations. So
oh, wow.
I want to tell my audience to come back and listen to my show. It's very exciting. I know the lady personally, and I'm excited about it. I don't want to give it away. I know some of her story, but I'm not going to tell anything. I'm going to let her tell it, and
wow.
It's just going to be great. You know, it goes right along with restoring relationships, but I see where we have to first. Address the issues people are having, because before we can restore or solve anything, that show turned completely into something else. People didn't want to resolve. They wanted to talk about their problems and their issues. So that's fine. We're going to talk about problems and issues.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think it's very important, too, for that. Go ahead, Simeon.
Mm-hmm. No, I said I like the show because I don't like the other shows, because like this show can really stop somebody from, you know, pulling the trigger and blowing their brains out. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
All
right.
You know what I mean,
well, I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, we do. We definitely do.
Yes. I appreciate. I want people to realize that not all sisters is hating. I don't have a hating spirit. I want to show some love, because there's not enough people out there who is strong enough of a person to love somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
you know, it's not cool to always hate and roll in your eyes and looking somebody up and down like you got a problem. You know, I can show you love. I can love you without issues and problems. The things that I'm speaking about today is things that I feel like people need to hear. You know, if you, it's like you said, do you think our nation of people ever going to get it together? Not if everybody keeping their mouth shut and not talking about it, not saying anything about it. Some of these young kids need to be told that you wearing a prison man's outfit when you got your pants at your ankles. Some people need to be told.
That's it, you know. And it's funny that you both said that. And, you know, the next soundtrack is really going to go right into that. And I want you to really feel this music. This was a modern day prophet. Now, let's see.
Hush not, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on us toward your destination. Though you may find sometimes complications. And take the chance. Though there may be that road ahead, and you cannot slip. Just move on up. For peace of mind. Into the people, a beautiful people, where there's only one kind. So hush not, child. And don't cry. Remember your dreams, it's your only scheme, so keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the second best. Do not obey your mistakes. You can pass the test. Just move on. You were great in the game. But just for your faith, you can put your mind to it. You can show us that you win.
You feel about that right there, Audrey?
I think
Curtis
everyone...
Mayfield was a living prophet. Nobody gave the spirit of black people. Put it on the line and let you know, you know, we ain't taking this no more. We're not taking this no more. And guess what? We're going to teach our kids to move on up.
Yes. I believe that. I believe all Americans should move up some kind of way. You know, 75% admit to littering. Admit to littering. And I'm with going green. I'm with saving the planet. Yes. We need to start thinking about that. Why are we so self-destructive?
Isn't that sad? You know, to be that way and like I said, to just destroy communities. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Kids see that. Poor babies. They see that. You know what I mean? And what else can you do? You know, Sammy, how do you feel about that? Oh, I'm sorry, Audrey. Great. Continue. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, some of these things that we're talking about here, people will not, they won't tell their children. They won't. They won't talk about it. Like if you get so overweight, you're going to have erectile dysfunctions. They're not going to tell their kids that. they're not going to tell their kids that. That other states don't have trashy-ass yards. They're not going to tell their kids that.
You know what?
Somebody needs to tell them. Apparently, they haven't never left the state that they've lived in.
Right.
So somebody needs to tell them. Don't every state in America look the way the northern states tend to look? It don't matter if they got more people or not. More people means more people can bend down and pick up all this damn trash. That's what that means.
You know, and it's sad about that, too, you know, when it comes down to this people that's not understanding what it's all about, understanding that, you know, pride in yourself and pride in your community means a whole lot to a whole lot of other people. So, you know, and it goes right back to, you know, to where we're at and to Nice Track. And you know what? This song right here is dedicated to Audrey. This song is dedicated to Audrey. And we're going to have a firmer dialogue after this. And here you are, Audrey. Thank you so much for bringing that point up tonight.
When all the blue skies go, all heaven is going to from the north and south. All things ain't what they used to be. All wasted on the ocean, and I'm not out of the sea. It's full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. What they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this world without it? And how much more do we come and sustain? Oh,
In 1971, another modern-day prophet made an album called What's Going On. And, Audrey, isn't it crazy that Marvin Gaye still sounds like today's blues?
Yes. Marvin Gaye is absolutely my favorite, one of my favorite artists.
You know. Simeon, did you hear the prophet, Simeon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did I hear the prophet singing?
No, talking to Simeon. The prophet, man, you know, singing, you know, Fistful of Mercury. Air, thinking, people just don't want to clean up. Mercy, mercy me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, let you know. And, you know, and Orgy, what else do you want to talk about tonight as we get closer to the witching hour of our show being over?
I just got an email that says, now you know that governors do more for white communities than they do for black communities. Well, even though that is true, we need to stop letting that be an excuse. Stop waiting for that white man to do something for you. We can do it for ourselves.
All right now. You know, so you want to add to that?
Yeah, we can do it for ourselves. We just, we're scared. It's a scared thing. Well, we're scared that we be the only one doing it, then everybody looking at us making fun of us. Don't worry about who's looking. I mean, you just put your hands
right
to the plow and just keep on going, you know what I mean?
That's it. Put your hands to the plow. Go ahead, boy. I
do want to say this. I feel like a black man is one of the strongest people on the planet because he has been oppressed the most. He has been beaten down the most. I mean, abused in so many different ways, stripped of his family, of his name, of his heritage, his background. He was stripped of everything, and yet he still stands. He still stands strong. You can't get rid of him. No matter where you go, you're going to see a black man.
Go ahead, girl. I hear you.
And
you know what, though?
I wanted to add on because it's a thing. The fella asked me a question. He said, how do we rehabilitate the black man? I said, we got to let him know who he is. Because this generation,
right,
I said, this is a very smart generation. But they are ignorant when it becomes knowing who they are. And and they need to know who they are. And as the black man, oh, man.
That's a whole nother story.
You know what? And this one's to please everybody on the phone as well as everybody out there in blog land. The Holy Scriptures, both the Quran and the Holy Bible, says this: that the generations will become wiser but weaker, and that's the problem we have right now in our society. Every day when I get up, and I start my day with the Beverly Nation Sunday through Thursday, and get my hosts together, and we talk about what we want to do. And this show is definitely a success. 142 people, Audrey, all because of you and your vision, and I want to thank you for that. Every day that we get on the air, this 142 live. I can't wait to see the archive. And you know, and right now, man, me and Audrey had with that. Thank y'all. Right? But
yes. Yeah.
and Simeon's show went beyond in the religious conflictual language, and we appreciate Simeon 444 listeners in his show.
Simeon, I wanted
so
to
much.
Show with you. I want to talk about this.
Oh yeah,
I got some things I want to say. I know where my heritage is. I know where black men come from. They need to know their history. They need to know who they are.
That's
and I
it.
Want to know if me and you are on the same page, so we got to get together.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what, though? You're both definitely on the same page because y'all both part of this Beverly. But I got to tell y'all something before I let you know the final thoughts of the program.
Okay.
Every day when I get up, I think of one soundtrack. And one soundtrack that really, really, really makes me feel just beyond animated, beyond supernatural, and knowing that I can get this together, because there was people that said I could never have my own network of shows. Guess what? To all you folks, you know, can I do a little Merc City here, y'all? You don't mind, right? You know, because I used to say this in Merc City. So all the folk out there that said that I couldn't do it, fuck you from the bottom of my heart. And this is a song, this is a soundtrack that I think about every single day, y'all. Simeon and Audrey, enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, can you imagine your head of your nation listening to that every morning? Every single morning I get up, and I know this is a little secret out there, right? And he sent me an orgy every single morning. The great late Isaac Hayes. This man, did you hear the music? There was never done, nothing was ever done like this before in the history of motion pictures. He was the first black man that won an Academy Award for music.
Oh,
you dig me what I'm saying? This soundtrack is all sound. There's no better soundtrack in movie history than John Shaft. Did you hear the instrumental from the beginning to the end? That's from God, y'all. That's a gift. That's an anointing. Okay? Let's get that straight in front. Did you dig what he was playing, y'all? And that's that's why I love DJing, man, because I love this music. I'm gonna go to Sister Orgy there first. Did you like the soundtrack there, Sister Orgy?
Yes, I did.
Brother Senior, did you dig it?
Oh yes, I did. Yes, I loved it.
He said no one, he's a strong black man. But wait a minute now, he did the Orgy Dennis. He said, but no one understand him like his woman. And that lets you know right there, it's all about inclusion. It's a family. You know,
yeah.
I never cop out, but the only person to understand me is my woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, so there you have it, and there it is. But you know, though, I love the fact that, Isaac didn't really get a whole lot of props when he was alive. And you know what? The Mr. Chef, a lot of folks know him as Chef from South Park, but we know Isaac as his true soul brother, a true freedom fighter, a man that always stood in the hood and told you, like Audrey said, clean the hell up, straighten yourself out, put your hands on. You know what I'm saying? And I'm proud, you know, to be able to broadcast someone like that, guys, like an Isaac Hayes. I hope y'all didn't mind out there, but let me tell you something. That was a soul brother right there, Audrey.
Yes, it is. And it's all about the love, for real.
No, you didn't. Almost 5 minutes ago on the show, and you hit it's all about the love.
Yes.
That's my love, Audrey. And I want you guys to know, there's a little more than 5 minutes left in our glorious program tonight. This has been a triumph. We appreciate all the calls that called in last week, but this is a triumph this week. 157 people live. And I'm glad, whoever I told today, through Twitter, through Blogger, through Stumble Upon, I'm just glad that you guys heard me. And let me tell you something about this young lady by the name of Audrey Dennis.
Oh.
She is somebody that I handpicked to do this show. I'm just so glad that she took on the responsibility to host this show. I was trying to find an R&B host, and, she came on. She's herself, and that's why I have so much respect for her. I said so. My name is Lonnie A. Beverly. That I have respect for Audrey Dennis and her artistry. I have respect for Simeon Myers, who come on this program tonight to support Sister.
Yes.
And we appreciate him coming on to this show tonight and supporting the sister here on the Beverly Nation. Now, before I go there, I want Audrey to have go into her last thought. Before we do that, I want to have Simeon go into his last thoughts tonight, and then we're going to go right to our host. And, of course, I'm going to play that good music at the end, y'all, to take us out of here. Simeon, go ahead, man. Do your thing at this time.
Yeah, just to what we were saying earlier to the black man, we need African consciousness. Just know
All
who
right.
you are. Know,
All
right. Know your, African
yeah.
proverb. Know yourself. Know yourself. You know yourself. Things will fall into place. No doubt.
Right now. All right.
Amen.
All right. And we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that. And a lot of people don't understand that being conscious of oneself is that takes you right where you need to be. That takes you right where you need to be. And it's
how
a
deep show. When me and Simeon get together, we're gonna. For those who do not want to hear anything out of the Bible, then don't come to the daggone show, because we're gonna bring the Bible out.
All right now. And that's what this is all about, inclusion, okay? We are tolerant people here, you know what I mean? You know, with the new show, Spiritual Resolution, we have fellow Muslims, we have fellow Buddhists, we have fellow Hindus, we have fellow Hare Krishnas, we have fellow Scientologists, you know, Unitarians. Please come, because this is a big old world. And
right.
Different cultures, and that's what it's all about. And I approve that message because we got to touch a whole lot of people in ways that people are not being touched.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell them
going into you know, guys? Go ahead, Timmy. I'm sorry.
No, I said, can you tell them the topic of the show in on what the 12th of March,
folks.
Please.
You know, God is not the author of confusion. Religion is. That's
oh, amen.
That's the topic next.
That is awesome. That's
upon
awesome.
You, upon you, right there. Audrey, give us last words before I play my track, honey.
Okay. The reason why I'm going to have to bring out the Bible on you guys when I have this really deep show with Simeon is because I'm going to show you the black man inside it, where he came from. Because I have people who walked up to me, especially in Georgia, and they pick out certain people, like Moses' wife was black. Well, Moses was black, too. And they say, oh, the man that helped Jesus carry the cross was black. Well, Jesus was black, too. Everybody in that Bible was from Africa. Africa.
Right.
And it wasn't no white in there.
And I'm going we're gonna save that part. Or we'll save it.
I'm gonna prove it. I'm gonna prove it to you to show up to our show. We're gonna announce when it's gonna happen. And a black man needs to know that so he can have some pride about himself and pick up his damn pants and put a belt on.
Ready for this. Do me a favor, all you folk out there, you know, for Audrey and for Simeon. My name is Lonnie A. Beverly, and I'm so glad to be on the show tonight. And for all you brothers that got ED, this song goes out to you. If you have ED, listen to this song, and maybe you might get some gumption. Tonight, y'all, it's Soulful Inclinations.
Oh,
Like a hammer on the block, the love begins to rock. It's a system of pride, innocent and satisfied. I'm not a girl of the winter, but I feel like a butter seeker. I want to do it. In the morning, we sleep in double time, feeling your sweet baby, all in the next mind. We love in the midnight, but we come morning light. No, 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 no,
do it again.